1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired?
It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Call me a doctor.
Want to get well live. This is Though Your Health Is Your Wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
How can I help?
Pardon?
How can I help?
Yes, sir. First of all, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and then they diagnosed me with hepatitis C. They sent me from the rheumatologist to a specialist for the hepatitis, and he wanted me to go on what was Pegasus and Ribavirin. Mm-hmm. And I did that, and I was only able to do it for a month and a half, and I needed to do it for an entire year. I could not handle it. I just couldn't. The depression and the, it was horrible.
It was too much.
Yeah. And so I'm like stuck with it. And I have to take naproxen 500 milligrams twice a day for the arthritis, and also prednisone 5 milligrams a day. I have tried to cut one or the other out. I go to health food stores. I've really tried to watch my diet and change things. I have a book called Healing Foods. And I've been reading up on a lot on the different foods that are anti-inflammatory, you know, like ginger and pineapple and cherries and things. And I do all of that, but when I try to get off of the naproxen and the prednisone, I get to where I can't even get myself dressed. And so I feel like I'm just like in a... And they tell me that if I could get through to the treatment for the hepatitis C, that they believe that that's what brought on the arthritis. So I feel like I'm just like stuck, and it does get worse. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know what I. And I went yesterday to the doctor because my stomach now, I'm having a lot of problems. I guess because of the naproxen. And now they're wanting me to go on the 16th, and they want to put, I don't know what the proper name of it, they're going to put a light down into my stomach to see what's going on.
Right. Well, they're going to go in and do that just to see exactly what's going on. There's an endoscopy, and they're going to go in and do that. But here's the deal. When it comes to the way you feel right now, how much different is it than, say, a month ago? Is it stabilized? I mean, even though it's painful, is it stabilized?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you said you started changing your diet, you started eating different foods, and that's a good thing. It really is. But what does a day look like for you and what you eat? Let me just see breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what that looks like.
Okay, I eat like a healthy cereal, I call it, something with flax seed in it and that kind of stuff. It's organic. I try to always buy organic. And then usually some watermelon and cantaloupe, depending on the time of the year, you know, because you can't get good fruit all the time during the year. And then sometimes a cup of yogurt with that. I've been trying to switch to soy yogurt because I heard it's better than with milk in
it. Don't want
to
do soy.
Okay, I do that. And then for lunch, I usually have like a whole wheat tortilla with either peanut butter on it or scrambled eggs with a little bit of salsa. Okay. And I buy organic eggs.
Good.
And then for dinner, we love to eat salmon, but the stuff that you get in the grocery store is not good. And so we went to Alaska recently, and I'm going to be ordering our fish on our, you know, calling them like that. And then I try to have some kind of a steamed vegetable, I've tried to cut out soda pop. I'm saying I was doing really good, but then here lately I've just felt so discouraged because the prednisone is causing me to gain weight.
Right.
And I feel like here I've been eating all this healthy. I can't get off the prescription drugs, and I'm not losing any weight, and I'm not feeling any better.
Yeah.
And so I've been drinking soda pops here and there. And so basically, I had been doing real good eating, so I don't want to talk too much.
It's okay. It's all right. Well, here's kind of the bottom line. With what I hear from you right now, I think get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, first. I think it's going to help you a lot. You're on the right path. You're going the right direction. But there's certain little things that you're doing that's still creating a lot of inflammation in your body, like, for example, peanut butter. Just making a simple change to almond butter or cashew butter will make a huge difference. And a wheat tortilla, when you eat anything with wheat flour in it, when you've got an inflammatory condition, it just really wreaks havoc on your body because of the gluten. Gluten's a protein that's in most grains. It's definitely in wheat. And it causes a lot of inflammation in the body. So see, there's another one. Everything else sounds pretty good, but I would avoid any milk product. I would avoid any grain that you'll start feeling better. There's certain supplements that can help you. Cod liver oil can work well. I would do at least a tablespoon of that twice a day. And also, hydrochloric acid, HCl, is betaine hydrochloride. It works great for breaking down the excess proteins and can help when you're dealing with these such situations, especially with arthritis. Any kind of inflammatory condition makes a big, big difference in. Now here, let's go around to hepatitis C for a second. Building up the immune system, and I know you couldn't handle the antivirals, but there are some things you can do with hepatitis C. Remember, viral activity, it's not about getting rid of the virus because the virus is pretty much always going to be hanging around. But to get it to go dormant where it's not really doing anything, it's like I always say, you can't really turn the light switch off in this sort of thing. But what you can do is you can get a dimmer switch on the light and turn that dimmer switch all the way down. And that's just a great way to look at it. So with hepatitis C, building the immune system the best way you can. I'd use high levels of vitamin C, 5 to 6,000 milligrams a day. And also, with hepatitis C, you want to stay away from two food groups. You want to stay away from almonds and also chocolate. I know that's kind of a bummer. But with almonds and chocolate, they're high in L-arginine. And L-arginine is an amino acid that can be good for a lot of things in the body, but it's bad for viruses because it stimulates viral activity. And one amino acid you definitely want to include in your diet on a regular basis is L-lysine. L-lysine actually keeps the viral infections down. So you can handle 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams twice a day. Unbelievable. It's great for prevention. It's really good. So lysine is good. Stay away from the L-arginine, almonds, chocolate. And those would be some helpful tips for hepatitis C. Now, getting the immune system strong, astragalus, silver, there are great ways to do that. You can use Easy Act tea. You can use simple things like vitamin B17, which is apricot seeds. There's some great research behind that. So there's some things you can really do to bolster the immune system and keep it strong. And hepatitis C doesn't mean life is over. I know it may seem like that in a lot of ways, but it doesn't mean that it is. So staying on top of your body, giving it what it needs, building the immune system, it's a great way to go. And I want to encourage you that it's not over. It's not. You're in a good place right now. You're in a good place. You just got to make the right decisions. And knowing that you want to get well is one thing. But, you know, making the right choices, the good common sense decisions to make your body function better, that's another. And you're on the right path. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on that, darling. I think it's going to help you out tremendously. Thanks for being a listener.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because at that time I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
your health challenge? Let's talk about it. Whatever it is, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, you got something crazy like Lou Gehrig's disease and you want to talk about it, terminal cancer, whatever it is, if the body can get sick, remember, there's always hope for better health. So tonight, let's talk about it. You've got friends, you've got family members, you've got coworkers, you have loved ones, and they need help with their health. Then, you know what? Let's get on the phone and talk about it. Come up with the real answers for their health. See, you know, empowering someone else's health is powerful. So remember, the choices you make today can and will determine the health you'll have tomorrow. So what we do and who we empower and how we empower them is so important. So what could you learn right now to teach maybe somebody you care about and help them with their health? Let's do that tonight. Give me a call. Let's talk about someone you care about, someone you love, that you know is going through a really tough time with their health, and they need help. And let's come up with some answers for them. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jim now. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Doc. I have a friend. She's 74 years old, and about 9 weeks ago, she worked extra hard in the yard all day long, and the next morning, she woke up with a metallic taste in her mouth and salt, and a strong salt taste. She had a headache, earache, and she's in good health, no problem. She had a headache, earache, and she felt sick, and she was throwing up, and she couldn't keep any food down, and she hardly got out of bed for 3 days, and she's seen all the doctors and everything like that. She's lost 25 pounds. She can only eat cream of wheat and Ensure and a couple of things. And her tongue is coated white. And she has the doctors, they've run all the tests, okay? All the tests would be appropriate to run. And the only thing they do, they were talking about a brain scan. They hadn't done that yet. But other than that, she says that the taste is so strong in her mouth that it's like she licks a salt block and then drinks a glass of salt water from the sea, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, I happened to hear you on the air, and I just thought maybe you could come up with something. She doesn't, not the kind of person to have psychosomatic problems, but, you know, I just was wondering if you have heard it before and have any idea what she might do, or maybe she could eat something. You could bring up something she could eat or something.
Well, there's a lot she can do. Now, she's had all the tests. She's had blood work done, right? She's had all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. The first thing you want to do is that. Now, with the white-coated tongue, typically that comes from the digestive tract. And I don't know that that's what triggered her the other day when she got out and did all that
activity. It was 9 weeks ago.
Okay, 9 weeks ago.
And but she's not... She's a little better now. She was sick for a long time. She's a little bit better, but she still got this terrible salt taste in her mouth. And predominantly salt now. It was metallic, you know, at first, and salt. But now it's just, well, it's still a little metallic, too.
No, I get it. So with a white tongue, first thing you want to do is you want to start clearing out the digestive tract. In my book, Empowering Your Health, we talk about a super cleanse. And what it does, it clears out the body for potential yeast, fungal, bacterial, viral-related infections. And what you do is you drink this solution. You drink it for about 3 to 4 days. You don't do any food, so you sip on it. She'll create this solution. Basically, what you do is you'll take 2 tablespoons of organic maple syrup, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and squeeze half a lemon, all of that in about a 12-ounce glass of water. So you mix.
Is this all in your book, Doc?
It's all in my book. And so,
okay, Your health. I heard your show a few times.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So here's the thing. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you do the maple syrup and then also a pinch of cayenne pepper and then also squeeze half a lemon. So when you put all that together in this solution, you drink that for about 3 to 4 days, depending on how she's doing, how she's feeling, and you make up about a gallon. So if she can get through about three quarters of a gallon a day, that would be great, sipping on it every 15 minutes. And it will absolutely clear the digestive tract out. Unbelievable for making sure that anything gets cleared out, yeast, fungal, and that tongue should go from white back to its original color, which is more of that pale pinkish color. So I would get started on that. Then have her follow the anti-inflammatory diet coming out of that little cleanse and using oregano oil. A tablespoon a day will keep the digestive tract cleaned out along with probiotics. At least 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 4 in the evening on an empty stomach will help. The metallic taste is coming from a zinc deficiency. And so have her start hitting zinc pretty strong. I would say at least 80 milligrams per day for about 8 weeks and see how her body responds. I think you're going to find that it'll respond quite well. I would continue going on with your physicians and what they have going on as far as the testing, because I think it's smart. Smart to get the testing done. So get started and let me know. Keep me in the loop on that. Either email me back or give me a call back on the show, man. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Quote for the day comes from Michael Patrick King. He says, seasons change, so do cities. People come into your life and people go. But it's comforting to know the ones you love are always in your heart. And if you're very, very lucky, just a plane ride away. That's very cool. I like that. 888-283-7272. What's going on with your health? Let's talk about it right now. You know, the amazing thing about the body is it regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off and new cells form. That's good news. That gives us hope that we can get our health back. Pregnant moms who overeat, check it out. You could be making obese babies. Women who gain too much weight during pregnancy have big babies, putting their children at risk for becoming heavy later on. So drop the weight, moms. And don't, you have to gain too much. 25 to 30 pounds while you're pregnant is all right. You don't have to be gaining 75 pounds and eating everything under the sun, because it's going to affect your baby. So just be careful with that. American researchers followed all births in Michigan and New Jersey between 1989 and 2003. They focused on women who had more than one child. They excluded the possibility that women who were genetically predisposed to be obese were simply passing those genes to their babies. Among more than 500,000 women, and their 1.1 million infants studied, women that gained more than 50 pounds during their pregnancy made babies who were about 150 grams heavier at birth. Be careful with the weight during pregnancy. Eat and follow whole foods and watch what will happen to the birth of your child. It'll be great.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go in now and talk to Lonnie. Hi, Lonnie.
Hi.
Good to talk with you. What's up?
Well, I'm suffering with some depression and some anxiety, and every once in a while I have some panic attack. Really don't sleep all that well. I do sleep, but I wake up periodically through the night, like maybe once or twice a night. And it just, you know, and I'm on antidepressants, and I'm on anti-anxiety medication, and some weeks are better than others. It's just a lot of fatigue and stuff like that.
I got it. When did it all start? Has it been going on for a long time?
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
What triggered it? Did you go through something?
Yeah, periodically, yeah.
Okay. So is the life just been tough in the last several years?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Life has just been tough in the last several years?
Yeah.
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 What kind of medications have you taken?
Right now, I'm taking. I can't say the name of it, but I am taking an antidepressant, and I'm taking an anti-anxiety.
Taking Xanax?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah. How many do you take a day?
One.
1 milligram. What is it?
0.5. I don't know what the milligrams.
Okay.
I don't have my pills with me.
That's all right. I'm just wanting to get a gauge on where your brain chemistry is right now. All right. Here's the deal. With our brain chemistry and the way we feel, they're called neurotransmitters. And you really can balance out brain chemistry without medications. Now, it's not smart to do that cold turkey. It's better to slowly and gradually do that. But the depression and anxiety, they really go hand in hand. And just to give you an example, there's some things. When you're dealing with anxiety, it's GABA. It's the name of it. There's four main neurotransmitters. Okay, there's dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, and GABA. And GABA right. is the one that's the toughest for a lot of people to really get in line. So it's called gamma-aminobutyric acid, and it is the one inhibitory brain chemical that we have. It's the one that makes us chill out. And when you get anxious and you have those panic attack type feelings, the GABA is what really comes in and really balances stuff. So let's talk about GABA for a second and what to do to balance it, because I know you're probably tired of being on the meds, and you're tired of being tired and tired of being fatigued. So let's get into the brain chemistry part first, and then we're going to get into some other issues too. So for GABA, there's always foods that I always talk about eating certain foods, doing this, doing that. But with GABA, there's certain foods that you actually want to avoid. And here they are. You want to avoid peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So it's a lot for GABA, but those are probably foods you eat all the time, aren't they?
Well, I love peanut butter.
There you go. And see, every time you eat foods like that, it's driving your GABA levels down. It sounds so simple. You're like, my gosh, all I've got to do is change what I eat. But it's true. Because if you're taking Xanax and you're eating foods on a regular basis that push down the GABA levels, you see what I'm saying? It's like a yo-yo, a yin-yang effect. One is affecting the other. It's like a seesaw. And you're not really getting the benefit that you're looking for. So
our
foods,
and I eat a lot of spaghetti and
well, there you go,
stuff like
wheat-based products, right? So it's you have to look at it like, okay, what am I doing every single day to make sure I have the best health that I can have? And if you do it smart, it's kind of like work smart, don't work hard. It's that kind of thing. I mean, it's hard to avoid sometimes working hard, but it's working smart in this for your health is going to be important. So avoiding those foods, that plays a big role. Supplements that are important for GABA, three of them. Number one, L-theanine is an amino acid. L-theanine is an amino acid. And then L-taurine and valerian root. All three of those are great for doing this. So those three are really important for GABA. Now, the other, let's get into serotonin for just a second. With depression, that's what your antidepressant is doing. It's managing serotonin levels. And serotonin is a big one. I mean, I would say that's probably one of the biggest ones that people deal with on a regular basis. Antidepressants, one of the number one medications prescribed right now. So to get serotonin balanced out the way you need to, a couple of things. Foods that you want to include in your diet are mushrooms, fish, chicken, red meat, and turkey. If you can include those in your diet every single day, you're naturally going to support serotonin levels, which is going to help lift you out of the depression, and then hopefully the medications, even if you can get the dosage down in half, would be phenomenal. So it's about figuring out exactly how your brain chemistry works and getting it where it needs to be. Supplements you can use, you have to be careful, because some of these you really can't take along with an SSRI, which is a serotonin medication that you're taking. But you can take St. John's wort. You got to be careful with that. Niacinamide and vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. All of those are great. They're great for brain chemistry. It's good for getting your serotonin levels balanced. It's just great. So get started on some of that, and that'll be helpful. Now let's get into some things with you for just a second to go into. Let's talk about what you eat on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Talk to me about that, Lonnie.
Well, I normally don't eat breakfast because I don't get up until about 9:30.
Okay.
And I usually eat polished spaghetti for lunch, and I ate some spaghetti I ate some ramen noodles for dinner.
All right.
That's about all I eat.
Okay. So, see, I mean, your diet's pretty poor. It is. I mean, that's horrible. There's no variety. You're not getting any main solid nutrients out of your food. So let's switch you over to the anti-inflammatory diet. Now, not only are you going to eat the food groups that we talked about for your brain chemistry, but we also have got to include fruits and vegetables as far as your carbohydrates. Throw away the pasta. We've got to get a lean quality protein in, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. We've got to get your healthy fats up, which are important for brain chemistry. So that's almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils. All of that is really important for your brain chemistry. I mean, you have to have fat. Matter of fact, the brain is made of fat. And so it runs on glucose, but it's made of fat. So it's important to have enough of that, the good kind, by the way. So exercise is important, too. Talk to me about your lifestyle choices.
My lifestyle choices?
Mm-hmm. Exercise. Do you exercise at all?
No, I don't.
Come on, partner. We've got some things to change here to get you where you need to be, really. I mean, it's, we've got to make some changes. So 30 minutes a day. Do you like to do anything? I mean, walk, jog, work out, play tennis?
Well, I walk for my job because I'm a security guard, so I walk
a lot.
But I do walk some.
All right.
I could probably use some more.
Yes,
walking.
And structured walking and working out with weights and some of that would be really good too. I'd make a goal, not work related. I would make a goal to separate your exercise time and do 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. And I don't care what it is, but just make it happen. Now, the other thing that you want to look into is your water intake. Do you drink a lot of water? Or are you more of a soda, tea, and coffee guy?
Soda, tea, coffee, Kool-Aid. Yeah, not a whole lot of water.
All right. Yeah, we've got to get you started. So water, half your body weight in ounces of water. When you do things that have sugar in it, you drink sodas, you drink Kool-Aid with sugar, you're throwing off your brain chemistry in a major way. See, you're in a state right now where depression is overriding everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you're making choices every single day that encourages depression in your body. Now, you didn't know that, because if we knew better, we'd do better. But see, now you know better. So now if I were to talk to you in 2 weeks and you're still doing it, you're still drinking Kool-Aid, I'll have to drop the hammer. Because, brother, there's no way you're going to come out of this depression doing what you're doing. You can't.
Okay.
It's physiologically impossible. So you've got to make some changes. You've got to want to get well. You've got to make the decision, say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of living this way. Life maybe threw me some bad cards, but I'm going to take them and I'm going to make a good life out of it. And you have to take charge and take responsibility for your health. Because if not, the best you can hope for is to take Xanax and take an antidepressant and just hope for the best. But you can do it. It's not hard. I'm telling you it's not. I see patients all the time. Talk to people on the radio. Talk to them on TV. Hear the success stories. They shoot me email. You wouldn't believe the emails that we get. Just the people that have applied these principles, and they're living great. Do me a favor, though. Talk to your primary care physician and get blood work done every 6 months. Go there and tell them, say, you know what, will you work with me on weaning this stuff down? And they will. Don't do it on your own. You need a head coach. Got to have somebody with you that'll walk with you in this, because it's important. And you're in a good place, so you're ready. We wouldn't be having this conversation if you weren't ready. And being ready is half the battle. Because you've got to make sure that when you're ready to change and coming off and getting your brain chemistry analyzed and getting it balanced, it's a big deal. And it's a big commitment. But you're going to notice as you walk through this that life will change for you. It'll get different. And you're going to notice energy levels go up. Your relationships will be better. Your friendships will be better. You will be better. You'll be better at your job. It's amazing what can happen once you change. But the mind is where everything starts. Lonnie, you've got to always start in the mind. You get that right, and everything else will be right. Do you want to get well? Your answer is yes. My question to you is, are you willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be? And your answer is yes. Right?
Yeah.
So it's time.
No. Yeah, because see, I've got a pain in my right side, right underneath my rib cage.
Yeah.
When I laugh, it hurts. So I don't know what that is.
Well, on your right side, underneath the rib cage, two things.
Yeah.
Two things. Number one, is it's probably the gallbladder being aggravated, because once you get through depression, it can affect the gallbladder. But more importantly, it's probably a hernia. Because the laughing pressure is causing the bulging up through the diaphragm. Get that checked out by your doc.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Check out sodium levels in our diet nowadays in America. We're talking about how it piles up quickly. Breakfast, on average, most people get about 372 milligrams of sodium. And then also, this is in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, today. Morning snack, people get about 406 grams of sodium, milligrams of sodium. Lunch, 1,204 milligrams. It's pretty incredible. A little snack in the afternoon, 260 milligrams. Dinner, 901 milligrams, and that totals to about 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day when the recommended daily allowance is about 1,500 milligrams. So we're getting about double of what we should be getting. So it's pretty incredible when you think about it. Now, people with high blood pressure, yes, sodium can be a big deal, but I don't want you to freak totally out. Now, I'm reading that to you because that's standard thought for sodium levels. But, you know, our body has what are called the adrenal glands. They are the body's stress glands. And when they get weak and tired, then we get weak and tired. And keeping the sodium levels up in the body will strengthen the adrenals. They're little walnut-sized glands that sit on top of the kidneys. And they control our stress levels. They help our energy levels. They control fluid intake and outtake in the body. So they're really, really important. And when the adrenals get weak, we get weak. Sodium is one of the number one minerals that actually builds up those adrenal glands, keeps them strong, keeps them healthy, and is important for all of us to have. So I kind of split that down the middle. 3,400 is what everybody's taking in. Depending on your stress levels and depending on blood pressure for you, will depend on how much sodium your body can handle. But the instead of getting table salt in foods, the better source of sodium, if you are going to use any kind of table salt, Celtic sea salt, number one. The best natural form of sodium comes from celery. So if you want to use celery juice, that's a great way to go. Or just eat regular celery. It's going to boost your natural sodium levels up and get things where they need to be. So, little tip on sodium is really, unless you're doing high blood pressure medication and you really need to cut things down at that point, sodium is actually a good thing. It'll keep your body strong and keep your energy levels up. As a matter of fact, I always tell people in the mornings, instead of drinking coffee to get the caffeine kick and actually crank up your cortisol, you should actually do more of a light broth, like chicken broth, beef broth, something like that, or chicken stock or beef stock. The natural sodium levels that are in there, don't get the low sodium kind, by the way. Get the ones fully loaded with sodium. It's not going to hurt you. And do that and start drinking that. And watch how you feel in the morning. Watch how it lifts you up in the morning. You'll find that your energy levels will go up. It's pretty amazing. So get started on any of that. Incredible sodium. Watch the sodium levels, but don't overthink it. Because the body, if you're craving salt, you're craving it for a reason. Just remember that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? What is your health challenge? Well, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Matter of fact, let's go to George now and talk to him about it. Hi, George.
Yeah.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
Oh, hey. The last guy that was on there was almost identical. Mirror me, but the thing is, my problem is at this point is atrial fibrillation.
Sure. Okay.
I've had a bout with it about a year ago and I had an ablation and then everything was cleared up and everything went fine for a year. And then just 2 weeks ago, I was at the Nashville VA going through an evaluation and had another, I guess you would say, issue with it, where the heart rate was up to about 170.
Wow. Okay.
And then they got it back down, let me go in a couple of days, and then I got back down here. They put a monitor on me, and then within about a week, they were calling me and saying that they needed to call 911. So I went in and I'm just trying to make this thing real short here for you.
Sorry.
Now.
It's all right, man.
So, but you know, the bottom line, I've got a atrial fibrillation, and I'm I've heard all the, what they've got to say about it, and I'd love to hear what you've got to say about it.
Well, with AFib, you've got to remember, first, you don't want to freak out with it. That's the number one thing, because a lot of times it gets...
Well, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, don't let yourself freak out over it. One of the best things you can do for AFib, and believe it or not, this sounds so simple, but it's very true. When you're looking at AFib, you want to look at the B vitamins. The B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. And you can do it in a liquid or a tablet form, but 1 to 3 times a day when you have the potential for AFib can help regulate. Now, the thyroid plays a big role, too, because the thyroid is responsible for the regulation of the heart rate and rhythm. So checking on the thyroid periodically, having blood work done, even at the VA, if they're not suspecting that, I would have them check it. And have them check one of the elements or one of the tests called the TPO antibodies. TPO antibodies are going to be important along with the TSH, T3, and T4. So have them check all of that. And the thyroid condition is sometimes secondary to an anterior pituitary issue. So have them check your growth hormone levels, HGH, and have them check FSH and LH. All those hormones are going to be important for you to check, and the systems are going to be important to check too. But bottom line for me to you is to get started on B-complex vitamins. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, cod liver oil, 1 tablespoon twice a day, and the foundational four, which would also include the multivitamin, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Get started on that because that's going to get you on a good foundation for where you need to be with your health. It's so important. So get started. And the biggest thing is to not freak out. Because remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. You're not stuck where you are. I mean, is it something you got to deal with? Yeah, of course it is. But your body can change. And that is the most important part. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Dr. Ray. So go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical condition.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his 4th month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.